So Wanda, so, Carrot, and Madame Charlie.
I think this just confirmed it. The universe was like, yeah, he's a furry. But that was chance.
Yeah.
That was random odds.
The universe is giving you the signs right now.
All right.
It's
all
okay. Right. This is a safe space.
You guys are going to probably really hate me for this.
He's killing Madame Charlie.
I'm actually killing Wanda.
Really?
I don't blame you. Okay, her long nose.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Get behind it. You know?
And what else?
I'm fucking Carrot.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
Yep.
And then I'm confirming.
Confirmed?
God damn it. And then I'm marrying God.
You know, you can't even really be mad because I asked you too. Last week I was like, hey man, are you cool with it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't care. You can. I trust you. Cool. I'm glad.
Welcome back to the Anime Alchemist Podcast. My name is Gary.
My name is Emery.
My name is Martin.
It's episode 69.
You almost forgot.
And then almost
you remembered.
I did.
You've been looking forward to this one for a long time.
Special number for him.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, this is the NSFW episode, I guess.
Yeah, don't.
Or the closest you will get to it, at least.
Don't listen to this with anybody in the car with you.
Nope.
Nobody who's easily offended, at least.
And if you're watching the video, Martin's shirt's off. No, it's not. I'm just kidding.
Somebody like snapped up, looked at the video. It's like, no, it's
funny. You'd be like, oh, editor's on.
But all you people on Wednesday listening on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Anchor, maybe you guys can see one of us shirtless. You guys can check that on Thursday on YouTube, Anime Alchemist Podcast. You can always check out my TikTok, Envy Jora.
My name is Rich Mentaro.
Or you can check out the podcast TikTok at Anime Alchemist Podcast.
Yeah.
Spoiler warning.
Oh, I was about to, but I didn't know when you were going to be done.
I'm not done. Yeah,
ended early. I was going to do it.
I'm sorry. You guys can always check out the community at the Discord. It's Misdirection Pirates. Watch anime with us. You guys can sometime game with us.
Mm-hmm. Or watch us.
Or watch us game, you know. Speaking of that, we do occasionally game now on our YouTube channel. It's Alchemist After Hours.
After dark.
We've done three, so we've played Fortnite,
Splitgate,
and I did
Cult of the Lamb
run with the Bunny Lord. So if you guys want to check those out, they are posted and they're in a special playlist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, reminder: we do have merch out. Shit is fresh. Okay, we have Anime Alchemist gear, we have Misdirection gear, and then for the low key anime lovers, we have some Boji Crown drip. So if you guys want to check that out, the link is in the bio as always.
Get it for the holidays.
Now let's talk about the naughty bits.
What? Oh, let's talk about some anime. So straight into the anime news, bro. Netflix might be forced to have to like remove 22 different titles
really?
From their streaming service.
Why?
Because they released the lower tier paid version where you have ads.
Yeah.
Right? But there's a bunch of companies who are like pointing at that clause and they're like, right here it says like you can't use it if it's endorsing products we're not okay with.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. That's a cool thing that I would never even think of. But like I took classes on like law and everything, like copyright issues, and that was one of the subjects, was like depending on who streams a certain show or whatever, they have to abide by like their rules of like advertisements. So that's why Hulu couldn't get a lot of titles, for example, because of their commercial breaks and things like that.
Exactly.
Wow.
And for those specific titles, they're not running ads on them right now, right?
Yeah.
Everything else is, but it's not worth it. Like that Netflix subscription is not worth it.
The low budget one that they
released? No, because it streams in only 720.
What? Not even 1080?
You can't download videos for streaming later.
Really?
Oh.
Well, I never really download videos, but I know that a lot of people do. Especially if you travel a lot.
It's crazy. Like it's the lowest here. 720, bro. Like I can get that better on YouTube for free with like 3G internet.
Shit. I mean,
I would have been like all the way to fucking 3G, man.
LTE. I'm saying though, like,
pull out the iPhone 4, bro. You can do that. I remember when 3G was like the thing with the fucking iPhone 4. Also, the iPhone 4 had one of the cleanest designs at the time.
At the time, yeah.
Random side note. But yeah, that's fucking crazy. You could even get a better deal with Hulu with their cheapest one, especially if you're like a student, for example. Netflix doesn't offer shit for students. But if you're a student, you can get Hulu, you can get fucking Spotify and ESPN. Damn. The whole Disney bundle for like a little cheaper.
Do you know of any of the titles?
I don't know any specifically. The large majority of their anime titles that aren't like put out by them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 22 different.
Do you think
ones.
That they'd get rid of One Piece?
Maybe.
That would suck a lot.
You know what I'm thinking?
What about the live action?
Oh.
Isn't that Netflix produced though?
Yeah.
Oh, that one's probably fine.
So, you know what I'm thinking about though?
What?
You know what we will probably see?
I think Seven Deadly
see?
Sins might be taken out. No, because that was Netflix original, wasn't it?
What was?
No, it's just dubbed by Netflix.
Okay,
Seven Deadly Sins has been around for a while.
That would be something that is probably going to get taken off.
You know what? Never see the light of day. We will have to go to like black websites to probably find it.
Black websites?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll never see the Black Clover movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I forgot that was being produced by Netflix, too. That would really fucking suck.
Do not even fucking get me started. Damn, bro. The moment you said that is immediately where my brain...
Well, I forgot about it.
I wasn't even thinking about that, bro.
Wow.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
They might have to just renegotiate or something, maybe. Because, like, I really don't think that they should drop the ball on that. Like,
no.
Bro, think about it.
If they can get that movie before anyone else, like... That'll give them a really good spot in terms of like streaming services for the anime lovers. You know what I mean? That would push a lot of people because if they can just manage to keep the anime that they've got, because I think that they're doing good overall. Every time I check, I see new anime that like I never expected to be on Netflix, for example.
All right, hear me out. Yeah. This is what we're going to do. We're going to open up our fucking recording studio. We'll buy the rights for the movie and we'll dub it ourselves. If I could own like a part of the rights to a Black Clover movie, bro. My life would be complete.
My name is in there. And you see the end of credits.
That's like shit you'd do if you won the lottery. It'd be like, all right, first things first. New executive producer of the fucking Black Clover movie, Emery Villalobos.
It's like, I may have bought my seat at this table, but I'm at this table.
Yeah, baby.
Anybody wants the question? I'm like, rich. Hey, like, no, I'm the biggest Black Clover fan. Bitch. Co-produce that bitch just so I could see it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nice.
That is a 1,000 level IQ, buddy.
Buying it, you have to have a lot of money, bro. I'm sure you're not the first person to think of that.
That's fine. I don't need a bunch of other motherfuckers hearing it though.
Let's actually dub the Black Clover. The Black Clover anime.
We'll just do
an abridged of that. Because it's not...
I've always wanted to do that. It's such a time-consuming project, but it's so much fucking fun, bro.
Let's do it.
We do it. We get big. Or not super big, but like kind of big. We meet Team 4-Star. We help. We like work together. Because maybe they like it. New project. Boom.
Goku comes in and fan dubs. we have Julius just be extra stupid. Hi, I'm Julius.
I'm trying to think of.
I would want whoever does fucking sell be
Yami.
No, that wouldn't be a bad idea though. Dante.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Man, now you got me thinking of who I would want to like, which of their voices would be great for like Black Clover characters.
Vegeta for fucking Yami, honestly.
Okay.
I think Goku's voice actor could do a good look.
Are you gonna cut this out?
No, not anymore. But we should move on though. You have a trailer that you wanted us to watch, correct? Do you have more news?
I do. But I did want to say like, when you think about it, if Netflix does lose all these rights,
mm-hmm.
and then Sony starts buying them up, I mean, Sony's already becoming like this massive, almost.
What do they own in terms of streaming?
They own Crunchyroll and Funimation, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. Like Disney, Hulu that's like the only contender. And then there's Netflix, right?
Damn. If
we lose Netflix, like low-key a monopoly is going to start forming, bro. And that's what's scary to me.
Seems like everything is kind of going down that path nowadays.
Yeah, Disney be buying everything.
Sony be buying everything else.
Yeah.
Well, it's just honestly, it's turning into what cable was before, you know, and like the reason everyone left cable was because of the variety, or like because there were limited streaming services that had the shit that you wanted to watch overall. And now everyone's fighting over it, and then one person's buying everything, so you have to go through them, but it's like a whole fucking day. It's just gonna keep repeating itself. I bet you there'll be something new
in
like
10
years.
I cannot wait for the day when there's just one place I can go to watch everything.
Bro, Netflix ain't even that old.
Mm-mm. That's what's
remember
crazy.
When they used to be the delivery?
The delivery
one, where you'd have to get them in like an envelope.
Crazy. Or you could get games.
Yeah. Dude, man, y'all reminded me. Someone reminded me of Gamefly recently. Who, I don't remember.
Gamefly.
See.
Yeah. I'm surprised he knows Gamefly.
Nah, bro. He had cool older siblings.
He's cultured. I love it.
Oh yeah, no, he really is. Oh my god.
But yeah, any more news?
No, that was it. I just
that was great news. That was fantastic news, by the way. All right, so we are going to be reacting to Hell's Paradise official trailer. We'll put the trailer in the video for those watching. I know nothing about this, by the way. I don't. All you said that it was as big of a manga as like Chainsaw Man, for example.
Yeah, people compare it to that.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. Because I love Chainsaw Man.
Gotcha. Okay, ready? I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh yeah. I was like, look,
bro,
I was like, damn, that is how
that's a fucking hype trailer.
That's how you start a trailer. Shit.
My bad. Oh, it's only like a minute or a minute and a half.
Not that long.
That was really funny. Okay, go. Who died?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Something. Okay.
Oh.
This music is ominous as fuck. Ooh. What the fuck is that? That's creepy. Is it Mappa?
Yeah.
That looks good as fuck, doesn't it?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. The first thing that came to mind is that this looks like a more interesting Demon Slayer.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, just based off the trailer, it looks way more interesting than most of the stuff the Demon Slayer.
Like imagine if Demon Slayer, like, didn't just stick to tropes and actually had, like, complex character building and relationships.
I mean, and that's from a trailer. I don't even know anything.
There was literally no words said.
There was no dialogue whatsoever. No dialogue. But that music was really good, and it paired nicely with those visuals because it's like ominous and like kind of creepy too. Like the people look directly at the camera too. Yeah. That's like a really good film thingy. But yeah.
I'm looking forward to that coming out.
I would 100% watch that.
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming out, but...
But it's just been confirmed in first reveal.
They dropped the trailer for it.
So. I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're getting more anime after this fall season. Like, I'm just... Yeah, I was scared that, like, all the good stuff was going to be here, and then we'd get, like, a really, like...
But I know Tokyo Revengers is coming back soon.
Soon, yeah. I think in January, probably. Same with Attack on Titan.
Dude, we're going to have to react to that.
Part 45?
Part 45 of Attack on Titan.
No. Final season.
Part 45, Section C, paragraph 2.
Subsection D.
Fuck you guys.
All right, let's take a break real quick.
I gotta be... This
next part of the podcast is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Besides the obvious perks of securing your IP address and protecting your privacy on the internet, ExpressVPN allows you to access streaming services in other parts of the world. For example, can you not access Bleach Thousand Year Blood War arc? Simply just fire up ExpressVPN, change your IP address to another country that does, like America, and start streaming Bleach on Hulu. Listeners of this podcast will get a special deal, 3 months free when you sign up for a 12-month package and use our link, www.expressvpn.com/TheAnimeAlchemist. Again, that's 3 months free when you sign up for a 12-month package and use our link, www.expressvpn.com/TheAnimeAlchemist. This part of the podcast is brought to you by Hakai Culture. Do you guys have phenomenal legs like Gary? Maybe you got some tattoos on your legs like me and you just want to show them off. Best way to do that was Hakai Culture. They have some of the best anime merch on some of the most phenomenal looking designs for shorts for men. You can get anything from the Metamedanomi. You can get
Gamagamanomi.
You can get the Gamagamanomi. Sukuna. You can get Sukuna's pattern.
Yeah, they have a lot of the Demon Slayer ones.
Also, so if you guys want to check that out, you guys can get a 10% off if you use my code EMRY13377. Again, that's code EMRY13377.
Guess what time it is?
Draft picks.
Yeah, we like draft picks so much, we're going to do it again. But this time, it's going to be waifu and husbando edition.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do two rounds. You know, everyone go.
Three again.
Draft picks.
Yeah. Who went first last time?
You.
No. I went first the first round.
Yeah.
Who went first the second round?
Gary.
Me. So you go first.
Okay, bet. Ooh, okay, draft pick. My first draft pick. We're doing waifu first, right?
Yeah.
I gotta go Nico Robin. I know it's a basic answer, but I'm going Nico Robin. Just because I don't want anyone else to have her.
I understand.
Perfect. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Next?
No, you have to go next. One.
Yamato.
Oh, okay.
Yamato.
Yeah.
Yoruichi.
Yoruichi. I was hoping someone would say a different anime because we could easily just stick with One Piece.
Yeah, I'm taking that one from the start.
Yoruichi. Alrighty. Second draft. Your. I know she can't cook, but I don't care. She's that assassin.
Basically. I'm gonna be honest. I said Yamato just because like I was really paranoid when y'all was gonna take her.
Uh-huh. And if y'all did,
you I'm dead serious, this would have immediately been the first one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know I love Siskelion, man.
Idea. You know, I thought about taking that.
I got so paranoid.
I really
looking
thought
at you
about
just
it
now.
Because
I
know y'all. I can kind of guess. I know one of yours probably, Gary.
Mirko.
Hmm. You know, actually, that's not the first thing that came to mind.
Huh.
Hmm. So that's your.
Yeah, that's my second one.
Your third.
My third has to be. Oh, this is hard because there's so many, and this is it. Like, I'm gonna go with what I want, but then I'll tell you what I feel like you were gonna pick. I'm gonna go with Hinata.
Oh, okay.
You know? I already know what I'm gonna pick.
I'm sorry, I'm a little torn between two,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna have to go with my original pick. I'm gonna pick 02.
I knew it. I knew when y'all were gonna pick fucking 02.
Bulma.
Dope.
Fuck.
I always forget about Dragon Ball. Dude. Damn it.
Such a fucking clutch grab. She's loaded. Fuck.
Damn it.
It's a good one.
Damn.
It's a good one.
Gary might have won the fucking match. Gary's going to the Super Bowl. Confirmed.
Damn. Well, I don't know. You got a second chance with the husbando edition.
Yeah, husbando. Okay. So let's just keep going in that order then. Okay. So you go first now. Don't take the first pick from me.
Satoru Gojo.
Okay, yeah, expected.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Dio.
Damn. From JoJo's?
Dio Brando.
Levi.
That shrimp?
The cleaning one?
Yeah, the
one
who... The tiny boy?
The one who will fuck you up?
That's because
fuck
he's
up
light.
A colossal fucking titan?
It's because yeah, he's light. He can fly around fast.
Maybe I want to throw him.
Oh, God. Martin.
My most obvious choice. Rodnono Zoro.
Mm-hmm.
Grim Zhao Zhao. Jaga Jack.
Damn.
Yeah.
Kakashi.
Mm.
Y'all are so basic. Gojo, Kakashi.
Eat my ass, bro.
Thank you, first of all.
What are we gonna say? Moderate next?
No. I'm thinking.
I swear though, if someone says Sasuke or Itachi, please pick anybody else.
Pick Tobirama. No. He likes genocide like you.
Wait. Oh man. I'm sorry. Like I'm really trying to like dig deep and think with this one.
It's harder. Like you have so many options, right? But it's just so hard to pick just one.
I mean, you picked your. I'm surprised nobody's picked Lloyd.
Thought about it.
Mm. Oh my God! Fucking Denji.
Denji?
I'm taking Denji.
He's 16 years old, dog.
Oh, fuck! I just forgot we learned about that. Never mind, I'm changing that. Change
All
that.
All characters depicted are 18 or older.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Mephisto.
Mephisto?
Yeah.
From like Marvel?
From
Blue
Exorcist.
I was like from Marvel. I was like, we're crossing.
He's a demon king and he's fun.
He's also rich.
That too.
Was that your last pick?
Yeah.
Okay. No wonder it took a minute, huh?
Yeah, it was I got the power.
Yeah.
With Gojo. You know, I got the man of my dreams. And then I made sure you don't get anything to do with all the money.
Yeah, fair. Iceberg from Water 7.
Oh, that was a good one.
It's just hard to think of male characters from Shonen that are older than 18.
Facts.
And that aren't like fucking old men that train people.
You know what? I'm going to be basic with it, just like y'all were with the girls.
Oh, okay.
Gohan.
Gohan's a good dad.
Gohan is a good pick.
Yeah, that's a very respectable pick, actually.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
What about you, buddy? You've had plenty of time to think about it.
Yeah, you'd think, right? And then he said that, and I was like, well, forgot about Dragon Ball again.
Always forget about Dragon Ball.
Always, but I am not going to pick someone from Dragon Ball. I'm stuck between two. I'm going to go with Minato.
Minato?
Minato.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Honorable mention, though. What I was going to go with this entire time, though, was Yami.
He just spent all his time on the toilet.
Yeah. I need a partner.
To clean it.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. So Minato, he's a good dad.
Man,
good dad.
You know, one of the few honorable mentions I was thinking? Mm. I was thinking like Endeavor and Hawks. They're top-rated heroes. They got to have money.
Yeah, true.
Especially Endeavor. Endeavor comes from like a pristine family.
Bro, Endeavor's like,
yeah, he just has fucking anger issues.
Oh no, he's damaged goods. I can fix him.
I can.
Oh,
and he's already so close to being fixed. You know, you can just swoop in, take credit for all of it. Oh, that's fucked
Bingo.
Up. I'm not fucked up. I promise.
That's still going. I love it.
All right, now for the main portion of this fucking podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be interesting. We're going to be doing...
You remember the anime Wheel of Chaos? This is essentially the Waifu Wars version.
Yes. I mean, this one, we kept it strictly One Piece because, you know, our roots. But it's a...
It's a fuck, Mary, kill,
basically, yeah. For One Piece. FML. But yeah. So how many times did we say we did? Twice, right?
I would say
Okay, we'll do one round and then decide from there.
I promise you, it'll go pretty quick.
Okay, who's going?
I'll go first.
Emery.
Oh, you want to go first? You're just taking the sacrifice. Just taking one for the team.
All right.
Go ahead, go first.
He got Alvita before the Devil Fruit.
See, this is why we put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And remove. So. Okay. I wish it was Alvita a little faster, though. Not going to lie. Raiju.
Oh man.
Damn, I'm so close. Okay.
What do you mean? She got those sexy thighs.
I know. Well, I was like a little really close to Barona. On them. Really close to Barona.
And Vivi.
Oh, okay. This is easy as shit.
So Vivi, what was it? Oh, Vivi Alvita before the Devil Fruit. Uh-huh. Who was the other one?
And Raiju.
Raiju. Okay. Raiju, Vivi, and
Marry Vivi.
Marry Vivi.
I'll become the king of fucking Alabaster.
Genius.
You could become the king of Germa.
you don't want to be, you don't want to rule with them. I would not want Judge as my fucking father-in-law, bro. Fuck that.
Clones?
I don't need them making clones of me, bro.
World domination.
Our country is protected by Luffy, bro. I'm fine.
World domination.
There's they used to be celestial dragons, bro. Remember?
World domination.
That's true. I can have
what like screams that. More world domination than being a former fucking what was it? I literally just said
celestial
dragon.
I can give birth to a righteous child.
So like Doflamingo?
Yes.
Yeah. World domination, right?
You saw what happened to him.
World domination.
Exactly. So there's no point in trying to do world domination.
What
there's
happened to Germa? They got fucked over by Big Mom.
No, I'm saying he's like, you know, previous celestial dragon.
Yeah. I'm going to make one.
Doesn't matter that he is one, though. I mean, kind of.
Okay. And obviously, I'm going to kill fucking, what's her name before?
Alvida.
Yeah.
But
I'm talking about. So who'd you fight?
I'm talking about you. Okay. I'm still marrying Vivi. No.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
It's your turn.
No, it's your turn, Gary. Oh, he's going to get it.
Oh. Maybe five.
That was still yours, though. Both. Yeah.
He was good there for like three fucking like three of those names were all shit.
Oh, I should have hit shuffle before we started this. I don't know. You could shuffle all the options. Bellamere.
Okay. Baby five. Bellamere. Both girls who are rough and tough and use guns.
Dang.
They're badasses,
Gary's
bro.
Spitting bars out here.
And Hiyori.
And Hiyori.
Oh, damn.
I think I know what you're going to do.
Oh, man. Gonna kill Hiyori.
I knew it. Yeah.
I'm gonna marry baby five.
That's a loyal woman.
I'm gonna fuck Nami's mom.
Yeah, that's what I figured you were gonna go with.
What do you mean?
Nah, I love it. Nami's mom? Mm-hmm. No, I respect it.
I respect it, yeah. I
respect it.
All right. God.
Hiyori's just pretty.
Oh, wait, come on.
Ah,
you won't come.
You won't come.
All right.
I'm assuming...
Okay.
Watch me get a fucking granny coke, bro.
I hope you get all the bad things. Oh, yeah.
Shirahoshi.
Okay.
She's huge, bro.
She is huge.
You gotta feed her.
Isn't she also like a teenager?
She's a mermaid.
I thought you were gonna say that doesn't count. You look like you were really close to saying that. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes! Sugar!
What was the first one?
Ivankov.
Ivankov,
Shirahoshi.
And Shirahoshi.
Oh, why? Why now, them?
Now for those people out there who are like, Sugar, she is 22.
She looks like a fucking child.
So you're going to kill her?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm killing. I'm sorry. Okay. I can't bring myself to do it.
Right. Okay.
I'm so killing
you gotta,
Sugar.
You got to fuck Ivankov or marry him.
And what was the second one?
Shirahoshi. Gotta fuck or marry her.
I'm like trying to think how that would even work.
Just think about it.
She's gonna lay the eggs and you just gotta fertilize
I can either marry into the fucking like
Atlantean
queen of like the trans people basically.
Yeah. Oh, queen of Okama.
Queen of
you would Okama be Kingdom. You would be co-queen. You would be co-queen.
Be co-queen.
If you married.
Co-queen of Okama Baka.
Or I can marry into the fishman and be fucking I can have a
you could essentially, like, you know, if the other three brothers died,
mm-hmm.
essentially you would be in line for the king.
It seems like I'd get more out of that. Mm. Mm.
But remember, your wife is
did you
also...
Kill, bro, did you kill Sugar because that was the politically correct thing to do?
No, because it's just... Very, I couldn't dude, pick anything besides
bro,
that.
Bro, we're sleeping on all this.
Sorry,
we are
bro.
Sleeping on all of this.
I'm sorry. I just think it's hilarious.
It's like bringing up Nell, for
you
example.
You marry Shirahoshi, bro.
Okay, yeah, agreed.
She's technically agreed. A lot older than what she looks like. I'm sorry.
You marry Shirahoshi, bro.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's an ancient weapon.
I think I'm going to marry Shirahoshi and I'll fucking Monkov like when
that's gay,
he's a girl, I guess, or when she's a girl. I don't
or maybe,
know.
Hey, man, you know, they can turn they can turn you into a girl.
Listen,
you know,
man.
You guys can do some role reversing kind
of
stuff.
My 20-something years of Catholic upbringing are, like, very, you know.
No, bro. That's
actually, buddy, we're alchemists here, dude. Great.
Yeah, clearly.
Ivankov could change you into a female.
We're going to move on. And we're going to move on.
And then you could both
I've said females. Too much.
And then he might try to do the you know both males, yeah, but
I hope
know,
your parents don't listen to this podcast.
They are not. I guarantee you that. Carrot.
Oh, nice.
Well, The furry stuff tracks. So.
Eat shit.
Let's see if he gets
maybe
Wanda.
It. Let's see if this confirms it. Let's see what the title of this episode is going to be called.
It's Wanda.
And I hope it's Wanda. Yamato.
And Yamato. It's like pick between them.
Yamato would be
we
an easy.
We should have put Beppo on there for him.
Fucking dick.
No, but we did get Madame Charlie, though.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm liking this so far for you.
I ain't going to lie. Madame Charlie pretty bad, though. She pretty bad, bro.
And she can see the future.
I can see the future.
And Wanda. Fuck yeah. Nice. So Wanda, so, Carrot, and Madame Charlie.
I think this just confirmed it. The universe was like, yeah, he's a furry. Like that was chance.
Yeah.
That was random odds.
The universe is giving you the signs right now.
All right.
It's all okay. Right. This is a safe space.
You guys are going to probably really hate me for this.
He's killing Madame Charlie.
I'm actually killing Wanda.
Really?
I don't blame you. Okay. Her long nose.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Get behind it. You know?
And what else?
I'm fucking Carrot.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
Yep.
And then I'm marrying.
Confirmed?
God damn it. And then I'm marrying.
You know, you can't even really be mad because I asked you too. Last week I was like, hey man, are you cool with it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't care. You can. I trust you. Cool. I'm glad.
Yeah, I'll marry Madame Charlie. I can see the future, bro.
I can see the future.
Hey, and you know, like we'll be, you know, we can exchange tips. How you fuck Shirohoshi, how I fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got Bello Betty, Gary. Nice.
Okay. Nice.
I like her outfit.
Mm-hmm. So this will probably be the last round. Or like after I go, I mean. Katarina. Yes.
Yeah.
Katarina Devon. Bro, she ugly as fuck.
And she is.
I don't like looking at her on screen.
No. Oh my god.
Miss Doublefinger.
I dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, you did.
Who did you almost get?
Miss
Madam Karma.
Mother Karma.
Yeah.
So okay, it's okay. Miss
Doublefinger.
Miss Doublefinger.
Shit. The last one was not good.
How did we
You don't like seeing her on screen?
Oh, Katarina Devon.
Yeah.
Katarina Devon. And the first one.
Bello Betty.
Bello Betty. Yeah,
so yeah, Bello okay. Betty.
So I killed Katarina Devon.
You'd kill her?
Yeah. Okay. Then I have Bello Betty or
mm-hmm.
Who's the other one?
Miss
Doublefinger.
Miss Doublefinger.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Oh, fuck Miss Doublefinger. I'll marry Bello Betty because then I'll have her command my troops.
Fair.
Damn, that's
yeah,
a good
that's
one.
A power move. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we so political when we pick our choices? Like, oh, this man, this we one's like, got a bunch
like
of money.
Conquest.
Yeah, we do like that. All right, last one.
Oh, shit.
Boa.
Ah!
Like I've mentioned, I don't like her as much as y'all.
I don't dislike her as much as you guys do.
Like, oh. I'm indifferent towards her.
Fuck this guy.
Verona.
I hate you.
I needed this, man. After that last one, that was some bullshit.
Bruh. Why'd you get her?
I swear to God.
Give me Yamato just to piss him off. Do it. Oh, now it is kind of tough.
Oh, you got a really good.
Ooh,
really
yeah, good that's actually kind of there, bro.
So Viola,
Boa,
Perona.
Kill Boa.
Nah, I'm gonna kill Perona.
What?
Marry Perona.
You're gonna kill Perona.
She's a warlord. Do I want to marry a warlord or do I want to marry? She's like the princess of Dressrosa, right?
Technically, recognition. She would be like the hot in like, I don't know if you know, bloodline work properly.
Mm-hmm.
Viola is the next in line to be queen of Dressrosa. Dressrosa, mm-hmm. So you would become king.
I think I'm gonna marry Viola because it's like a Spanish influenced island and I feel like I'd like it fit in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's where I'm meant to be. Right, I'll introduce soccer to them.
is that where Vista's from?
Oh my god, maybe. Isn't he like Hispanic? Or he looks very Hispanic, at least his design. Vista.
Yeah.
And then I'll fuck Bo. Because I'm not passing up that opportunity.
Respect.
Like she may not be the greatest fucking character, but I'm also a simple man.
Hey, you know what? We have taught him well. Come for the titties. Unfortunately, don't stay for the plot.
I mean,
unfortunately, no plot to stay. These are
One Piece characters and females. They all have titties.
That's a fair point.
Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got Shirohoshi, bro. It's like the biggest in the game.
Yeah.
True.
Luffy used that shit as a trampoline.
Good man. Good man.
Okay. Okay. So that episode of My Hero, bro. We waiting. Said spoiler warning at the beginning. The way they started off with him cutting his leg off.
Yeah, that was brutal.
The fucking moment I saw that immediately, though, I was like, that's my pick for the week.
Yeah,
that's my pick. I don't.
Yeah, like, dude, he no hesitation fucking chopped off his leg because he knew immediately what it was. Like the sense, like he was so conscious of the situation and knew what was going on. That's awareness on a whole other level, bro. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
But he still got took out.
Still got took out though, yeah. But not like permanently.
Yeah, he didn't lose his powers. Yeah, he's just down for the count.
Yeah, right which now. Is still, you know, like that would have been worst case scenario if he would have lost his power completely.
Oh yeah,
they are. Fucked.
Bro, Deku was fucking up Shigaraki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was great, dude.
They did that
like,
well.
But the purple, again, like seeing it animated and the color, like the skin change.
Yeah.
You know, like it hit that, like he was damaged when reading the manga, but like this just like.
This one, like you see the blood like spreading out too, whenever
that,
like
that first punch
it's
that
motion.
He, that first, that blowback on his arm mm-hmm. was from him doing the. Was it a
100%? The Detroit Smash, I think.
Yeah. You don't hear that, right?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I did that unconsciously.
Then he did that Wyoming. And he's just like, bah, 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 bah.
With like, his broken fucking limbs, basically.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's got the black whip wrapped around him. Like,
I love how much he's fucking, like, what's the word?
Utilized,
developed his fucking black whip. And, like, he controls it so well now compared mm-hmm. to that first showcase back in the Class A versus B. Battle.
Fucking
dude, he lost absolute control.
Yeah.
But like you saw also how fucking crazy that power can go.
Oh yeah. I think Black Whip is probably my favorite quirk of his.
Oh bro.
It's really unique, you know? Mm-hmm. Gives him Spider-Man powers.
That's true. That's very, very true.
Like the other ones that we find out eventually, I'm not gonna talk about it here, I guess. But they're pretty cool. Don't get me wrong. I just think that like the way Black Whip looks, it was so different compared to what you were probably expecting. Mm-hmm. Remember when you heard at the beginning that he was going to get a bunch of new powers from the previous users, be like, oh, cool. They're probably going to be really basic powers like super strength, super speed. Flight was a pretty basic fucking one.
Yeah. We all thought that he was just going to become Superman, right?
Yeah. But like then they pulled out Black Whip and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like it's fucking these black tendril things. They look evil. They look like an evil type of power to give to a hero. I think that was pretty cool, you know? So I think that's why I like it so
much. Also, you just grazed over the fact that they showed him use the float quirk.
Oh yeah, they finally got to that. Well, because we've known it all along.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. Like the way they showcased it, bro, it was really good. I like how they showed her like sitting flying, like, yeah, do my thing.
Yeah, no, that was
it was good.
I've been waiting for this. This is the part of the fucking arc that I've been waiting for, and especially the next one.
I don't know. In the anime I felt a little more like impacted by the reveal of the float quirk, like in the manga it was like
really
cool.
Oh no, I felt the opposite actually.
But in the anime, I feel like they tailored the attention a little more to like how it was affecting Gran Torino. You know, like he's witnessing it.
I got more from that, from his reaction to it, and that hit a little bit better than in the manga.
That's true.
I have to agree with that. Yeah, for me, I like the way just the initial shock factor of reading it. I think it just,
I already
knew, so it wasn't as big of a deal. I'd have to ask someone who like hasn't read it how they thought it went, like how they thought they handled it, you know?
True.
But no, it was, they're
even
both
the shot, bro. Even the shot, like they gave you the shot from his perspective where he was like witnessing it.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck he's conscious, first of all, but after the blow he took from Shigaraki.
Yeah, seriously,
he's barely alive, dog.
He got Yamcha'd.
And he old.
And he old. Like, Yamcha can take a couple of those at this point.
He's short.
Yeah, there's Gran Torino.
Okay. Todoroki showed up. They fly into the sky.
Mm-hmm.
That scene right after Endeavor, like, starts doing his prominence burn.
Mm-hmm.
Where you hear All For One, like,
give me control.
Right. Yeah. And he's like, little brother. Bro, that was creepy.
Yeah.
They did that really well.
Yeah.
That was creepy. And then, right after, Bakugo dies, bro.
He got aced.
Go to the week. Saved our main character.
Yeah. Go to the week. He saved the main character.
He did.
I mean, dude, like, as soon as they started flashing back to, he's like talking like, oh, I didn't even think like my body just moved. Death flag. Dying. So if anybody's upset about it, he dead.
Life started flashing before his eyes. When they show you their life before your eyes, that means they dead.
If you want to see another Bakugo, if you want to watch more Bakugo, go to Blue Lock. They have Bakugo there. He just started his football and soccer career.
Yeah.
That's true.
He gave up on being a hero and decided to be a striker for the international team of Japan.
Also, we forgot to talk about this, but the fact that Japan had special Blue Lock fucking uniforms. I don't know why we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that, but that was really cool.
The World Cup, that was fucking badass.
Yeah, they beat Germany. That's fucking hilarious.
They were wearing Blue Lock uniforms for the World Cup.
Yeah,
not for the actual game. No, I think that's just their. No, they were wearing blue. Actually, I think they were wearing blue. I think that might be one of the colors that they do internationally, though.
Hold on. It was like.
Yeah, I think their colors for their jerseys are white and blue, and Germany was wearing white, so they were blue. That I think. Could be wrong.
Japan beats Germany wearing jerseys designed by Blue Lock author.
Get out of here. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Confirm Blue Lock works.
The memes have been immaculate. Yeah. Yeah, no, the My Hero episode was great though. It seems like they're going through it though.
I like that they ended the episode exactly how they ended the fucking chapter.
Yeah.
Exactly how they ended the manga volume two.
Yeah, we were questioning all week, was Bakugo dead? And we're here to tell you, he dead.
This is a special place in hell for us.
Probably. Well, we said spoiler warning.
Well, the good thing is, people in Bleach to come save our souls. Well, no, not so much
anymore. Hey, bro, seeing the Gotei 13, the OG Gotei 13.
That was cool. Yeah, Una dude.
Was scary, bro.
I want to know more about this bitch. Why is she like... Why? Who is she?
She's the only one alive from that.
Yes. What the fuck? How? I don't know.
Other than the old man, I mean.
Or Yamamoto himself.
Not anymore.
Oh, and his lieutenant, right? Wasn't his lieutenant part of the 13?
Was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
I'm kind of indifferent. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Captain Yamamoto. He was cool and all, but like. At the end of the day, it feels justified.
Yeah. Now, honestly, the one that hit harder for me was Byakuya.
Yeah, Byakuya.
That was sad. I loved Byakuya. He was a really good fucking character in the show, and he's been there since the very beginning, bro. Like, he was Ichigo's real first fucking challenge, you know? Like, Renji was a challenge, but he beat him pretty quickly. Who else?
Kenpachi.
Okay, fair.
That was his first boss battle.
Kenpachi was his first boss. Would you consider Kenpachi boss?
Kenpachi held back.
True. Okay, Kenpachi was the first. But Byakuya was the one where he had to, like, he releases Bankai.
Mm-hmm.
It's associated to a very core memory of Ichigo, for example, and a very important milestone in his life and journey of being a protagonist, essentially. Yeah. And Byakuya was fucking cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he was cold a lot, and... He fucked up at the beginning, maybe, by, like, you know, not siding with his sister. But regardless of all that, he's a great character. One of the best captains of the... His bunkai was fucking dope as fuck. Did you notice how both Yamamoto and Byakuya died? Their swords. So, like, Byakuya's sword, when it fell, it, like, kind of blossomed. And then Yamamoto's, like, burned, or turned to ash. Yeah.
Mm. Bro. He got cut in half.
Yeah.
He got ran through. Still was grabbing at this man's legs. Like, get off me, you filth. Like, grabbing at me, you're dying.
Yeah.
I kind of sympathize with the Quincy's a little bit, man.
High key.
Yeah, I'm learning more about them, and they kind of are justified. They were fucking slaughtered by
all of them. But Ichigo and that blue vein... thing
shit.
That essentially fucking confirms he's half Quincy, bro.
Yeah, he got Quincy.
Holy shit.
Not necessarily half, but
is he full Quincy?
Just watch the show.
Well, because when we watched left, he said, "My son, is he his son?"
Look, bro. Look. Okay, so never mind.
Wow. Okay.
I can't tell y'all stuff because. I don't want to spoil nothing, but Yeah, just save your questions for later. That was a really good episode.
It's weird being on this side of it, you know? Do you know anything? You're just here for the ride.
Oh, I know some stuff.
You do?
Yeah. Like you were asking about what's her name, and I actually know.
Unohana?
Yeah.
No, she was the OG Kenpachi, bro.
That's the first Kenpachi.
What do you mean?
She.
Kenpachi is a title.
Is a title.
Uh-huh.
It is bestowed either bestowed upon or taken.
Really?
Yeah, his name is not Kenpachi. It's
I remember he did have another name. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah,
that's his name because that's the name they gave him.
Wait, so does that imply that he beat her?
No. She bestowed it upon somebody, and then, you know, somebody could have taken it from them, or they could have passed it on. All that we know is that she was the first, and that the current one
is the Kenpachi
killed the last Kenpachi. And that's the only reason he is a court guard captain. And like the only reason why he's
yeah, because he didn't even have a Bankai, remember? He didn't have a Shikai, did he?
He can't release a Shikai or anything.
Wow, to be a fucking captain of the 13 court guard.
Dude, he's just strong.
Yeah, obviously we've seen he's strong.
He has massive spiritual pressure.
If Goku was a side character.
Oh God.
Fair take. Yeah. Like,
that man has forms.
Man, I'm so excited to see more of this show.
Oh my God. The man just literally just, oh my fucking God.
Two eyes.
Two hands.
Two hands. I'll swing my sword with two hands. That was Black Air Force energy. That moment.
That was like, bro.
Bro, I'll just use kendo. Simplest solution.
I'll just start trying.
I'll use both. I love it so much. That's one of my favorite scenes.
You know what I found out? That this man watched Chainsaw Man while eating.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah,
that was... Like, okay. So them getting out of there, that was dope as fuck. Like, it took 3 days of Denji fighting. They skip over all of that.
Yeah,
like,
no, they just...
get to see the cool animation and what he's doing and, like, the perpetual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But then they skip past all that. They're like 3 days later.
Yeah, that was fast. It was like right there at the beginning. Like, yeah, so it's been 3 days since Denji's been fucking up this dome.
Mm-hmm.
We're just chilling, waiting for him to give up.
And at the end, it's like, finally.
Even that thing's like, kill me.
Just please, just let it end. Which honestly, that's the thought that I had. I was like, okay, it doesn't seem like anything else is working, but he feels pain. And Denji being Denji, that makes sense. Like, that course of action tracks for the character.
Created like his own infinite loop.
Especially since he was able to like feed off of the blood that like mm-hmm. you know he was.
He cuts him. He drinks his blood. You beat the shit out of him. He heals.
Mm-hmm.
Rinse and repeat.
That was good. And then they come out of that and they go into like the coworker sitcom kind of like
at a feel, pub.
You know,
I like those moments. Yeah, fun.
I do too. They were great. But like, god damn, bro, Kobeni, she bold to show back up.
She annoys me, yeah. The fact that they were just all casually drinking with her, I'm like, really? You're the first person to want to kill him just to save yourself. You know, I don't know if I'd fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Denji's cool as fuck, though. He's like, you gonna give me a kiss? Nah, I forgive everybody. That shit's in the past. We good? Moving on. Yeah. When's that kiss, though? What am I gonna do?
By the way, and then Makima shows up, too.
What about a kiss?
Read, bro. Man can't read.
Damn, yeah, that's for real. That felt bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. The life he's lived, he's been on the fucking street since he was a kid.
Bro, he's 16. He sold his nutsack. And one of his nuts, he sold one of his eyes, a kidney.
Yeah.
Also, that man was not drinking tea. That's scary.
Sorry. He said it was tea.
It was not tea, bro.
No, it was tea.
Bro, why else did he have to get carried?
Because he was puking.
So you had to get carried?
Would you not be sick if somebody on your first, like, French kiss...
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. Stop.
And, you know, you're like, ooh, her tongue. Like, this is crazy. Damn. This, like, she's intense with it. And then suddenly, your mouth is filling with food and chunks.
Hot. That was so gross.
And beer.
And beer.
It's very fitting that this episode was on episode 69 for us.
I'm sorry.
Well, the way the episode ended, at least.
I'm sorry. He swallowed it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Why is it so detailed?
How did Power know that, like, Denji eats anything with nutrition?
Oh, my God. That's a good question.
Man, I feel bad for him because his first experiences with
are always disappointing.
Bro. Power Makima disappointed
has
him.
To come in and fix it.
Then I forgot her name already. Eye patch girl. I'm gonna learn it eventually, but it's gonna take a minute. Do y'all remember her name?
No.
Okay.
She's kind of annoying me.
Yeah, she's kind of annoying. Even like the whole thing where she like took him to her house and like drank some beer, put it in his mouth. That's why he got all dizzy. It's like she got him drunk.
He's a minor.
Yeah, he's a minor, so he wasn't drinking, right? She's a pedophile, essentially.
Yeah, what she's doing is.
I mean, Makima, like, let's be real. None of us are faulting her. She had him grab her titty, all that, you know.
We also don't know how old she is.
Hey, bro, she's definitely older than 18. Probably. She's running that shit.
Yeah, true.
He's. Well, I mean, you know, he doesn't necessarily know. You know, he could be 18. He just, you know, maybe he lost track. Like, you know,
he lost track of time.
Well, I mean, think about it. All he
the age of consent is younger. So
I hate the internet and shit like that. Cool. I did not need to know that.
I don't fucking know. Cancel us later. What the fuck you want me to say?
I mean, it's just funny as shit. Oh man,
just have to put like a little thing at the bottom like this is a parody, just everything is for jokes.
Smart. Can you do that?
I guess.
Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know. If you can't, no big deal.
Look, bro, next week Makima is gonna be the goat of the week for saving Denji's first kiss.
Also, I don't know if in the manga that that whole
was
scene.
Not censored.
Yeah,
yeah, no. I heard about that later on.
What?
The scene. Whole scene.
The throw up.
The throw up and all that. That wasn't
centered. It's not centered in the manga. So they're centering
horrible.
Some stuff.
That's gross.
I mean, that makes sense. I would want that censored.
They ended with wanna do it. This bitch is desperate as fuck. She's so thirsty.
It was because she knows that everyone's like, everyone wants Makima, bro.
She feels inferior. She's like, I want something.
Aki won't do it. He won't do it.
My man, Aki got standards.
He even said, like, if you want to go, like, for a drink, we can go. But, like, that's it. Like,
mm-hmm.
She tried to get him to run away from the life. And he's like, look, I'm not doing that. But we can definitely, like, go get drinks and shit. Like, yeah. I'm down to do that. But we ain't running away from this.
Mm-hmm. He's got his goals very clearly lined up. Like, so, man's on a mission.
Not stopping until that
guy. He ain't no simp.
I think this girl's a little crazy.
Except for Makima, probably. Yeah, she seems lonely. Well, I mean, it makes sense after all of her partners getting killed.
So she gonna fuck Denji?
I mean, she likes crazy guys. Better? She likes the crazy ones, man.
She really does. She was even looking down there like, damn, he's crazy. Like, she watched him fight that whole time. Man was going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, want to do it?
Yeah, I mean,
this bitch gotta have screws loose, too, bro.
Hey, man, power is sexy. It goes both ways. Denji displayed power.
I guess, but doesn't that put her at the bottom of the ladder?
I mean, he didn't oil
you. Makima, Denji, her.
Yeah.
Bruh. Damn.
Pecking order. There's
okay.
Popo.
Okay. So actual goat of the week, though?
Bakugo. Actual goat of the week.
What about Denji? He got them out of an infinite loop.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, shit. He's not wrong.
When Bakugo did put his life
on literally his, yeah.
Sacrifice.
I'm still going to go Bakugo, honestly.
How the fuck are we not going to say fucking Aizawa?
Aizawa?
That man cut his fucking leg off and then he continued.
Bakugo sacrificed his life.
I mean, the only reason
they
the
both
only reason
did that
he
instinctive
didn't lose
like,
his life is because of everybody else, though. Shigaraki got his hands on that man's face.
But he's down for the count anyways.
I mean, so is Bakugo.
We'd have no main character if it wasn't for Bakugo.
Nobody gives Endeavor credit.
Fucking Endeavor, bro.
Honorable mention?
No.
Okay, fair.
You know where your honorable mention is? It's on Todoroki's face. I'm never gonna. Nah, man. That man is directly responsible for that boy's burn.
I know.
Oh.
Or you know the obvious one. We said spoiler warning, right? The massive fuck up that is Dobby.
He's all right.
That's gonna be revealed soon, huh?
Everybody knows. If you're surprised by that, you have like paying attention, bro.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Okay, I don't know. I'm gonna personally go with Bakugo.
What about Ichigo? With
Aizawa? He lost.
Damn.
He lost.
But he's still.
He didn't save anybody.
I mean, yeah, you're right. And he got out of the cage. Became.
Not through. I mean.
And then he thought he was doing stuff, and then at the end, he was nothing. The guy standing on the side literally cut his sword with ease.
Yeah. He had cool moments. Wasn't the GOAT, though.
Fair point.
It's gotta go.
I'm going Bakugo.
Oh, wait. What about One Piece? Let's see. What
happened? Frankie
took down.
Ooh. Frankie did hit him with a radical beam.
Yeah, that was great.
That was so fucking slick. And the mobile fucking.
Yeah, I know. That shit was awesome. Okay, wait. Let's talk about One Piece real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See? Just going for Bakugo just because he died.
I don't want to say that was a difficult fight for Frankie, though.
That's the thing.
Like, I don't know.
There's no difficult fights for Frankie. He's a
bullshit
character.
Bullshit.
The Senior Pink fight was difficult.
Exactly. That
but you knew he was going to win.
He's one of the main cast. He's going to win.
It's not true.
You're saying Frankie's not part of the main cast?
No, I'm saying that doesn't mean he's going to win.
The way it's set up, I mean, Jinbei won.
Bro, Nami and Usopp. Everybody got you've put seen down.
It. Okay, you've seen Enies Lobby, though. It's a very similar structure. Do you expect Luffy to lose at the end of this arc?
He just lost.
I mean, at the end of the arc.
No, not at the end of the arc, but like, you know, I expect some people to take L's here and there.
You got Zoro.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's an L. Who else?
Sanji? He was Black Maria's bitch. He had a call for Robin.
And if Nami and Usopp weren't saved by Big Mom, they would have not made it either.
Nami took down ulti because she has Zeus.
Yeah, but they didn't lose.
What's Usopp done?
Nothing.
Except fired the first shot.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Usopp probably was the least, like, I don't want to say valuable, but he contributed, I guess, the least out of all the Straw Hats. Not to say that he didn't
Because that motherfucker started the war. Fair. He fired the first shot.
I still remember that, yeah, when we talked about that. Yeah, I'm just saying in terms of like what everyone else is doing, he probably was on the lower end. Like, I wish they would have given Usopp more opportunity.
It was
him
and Nami tag team.
Yeah, they kind of paired him up with Nami because it made sense. Now, granted, it did help having him like be able to do the Kibidongo thing with Tama. Like, that sped things up.
That's true.
He was a very big support character this arc.
He does what he can, which is typically crowd control from afar.
That is true.
I mean, even with Sugar.
Yeah, I want them to explore more of like what.
Chopper hasn't beaten anybody.
Chopper hasn't beaten anyone in a fight. When's the last time he fought someone 1v1?
When was the last time Sanji won? You can't count against Luffy.
Why not?
Because Luffy wasn't fighting.
That was his decision. Goku wasn't taking Vegeta's fight seriously. He could have pulled out Super Saiyan 3. He still lost.
Yeah, but
a win's a win.
A win's a win, bro.
You know what the argument was whenever I said that Vegeta won against Goku that time? You said, but Goku was holding back. No, you said that.
No, I didn't.
No, I was arguing that Vegeta has won against Goku.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I was arguing that Goku's never technically won against Vegeta. And you were like, no, but he won in the Majin Vegeta fight. I'll play the clip, too.
So you're saying Goku won?
No, I'm saying Vegeta won,
bro.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember specifically that TikTok. You were like, but he was holding back Super Saiyan 3. And then he was like, well, that's his prerogative or whatever. Like
that's his hubris.
That's his hubris for not taking a fight too seriously, remember? Mm-hmm.
So is that why Zoro hasn't really done anything?
This arc?
Yeah, I mean, other than...
I want to hear this.
What do you mean he hasn't done anything?
No.
He just cut Kaido.
And tanked the biggest fucking move we've seen to date.
I mean, I would have... If
everybody else would be fucking dead.
At the very least, Killer would have been dead.
Okay.
Killer would have died.
We could have sacrificed him.
Law would have died. Law's not tanky enough.
Yeah, that's so true. We could have
sacrificed Killer.
And Law?
And Law?
And
there, that's the terrible.
Why would we need both?
What do you mean? It's Law.
Why would Law?
You're gonna let the captain of an entire crew just die off?
Well, Beppo's gonna be in charge now.
Why would he block it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, wait.
No. We're not saying who would block it. We're just saying if Zoro hadn't
blocked it,
those two would be dead.
They would have fucking died.
And Kid would be pretty much out of commission too.
Uh huh.
See,
Zoro would be held him back. And Luffy would probably be a lot fucking worse off than he already was.
He also saved Hiyori.
He also
saved her life multiple times. She'd be dead if it wasn't for him.
He also cut the flame from Kaido for Luffy. Then proceeded to go back up into the air and then drop another attack down.
If it wasn't for his Kaido relationship with...
Are y'all triggered?
Yeah, I meant to, bro. A little bit. You disrespected Zoro, bro. Fuck off.
And like he's been way too important this fucking arc.
Sorry. I didn't mean anything else.
Where were we?
I don't even know.
I don't know how we got here, but that episode was fun.
Y'all were blinded by rage.
Yeah, a little bit. But let's move on to Robin.
You pushed the Zoro button, bitch. You shouldn't have done that.
That scene...
Sorry.
It was so good, bro. Like the reanimation of everything. When they like covered that stuff with Saw and then they had her as an adult laugh like that, I was like, fuck, you got me, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You got my ass.
Same. That laugh.
It was so good. And then like
something I didn't know I needed.
Her turning around and being like, he would never say that. Like they wouldn't.
I love how confident like, she was in that. Like I think she was just like for a second enjoying the memory of
that's
them.
All she was doing. She was just enjoying the moment 100%.
But it's too late in the game to fool her with something like that.
No, like
you know what I mean?
She's too smart, bro.
Like she was she was a child when that had happened. She has had decades to mourn. Mm-hmm. And get over that. I'm sorry. That's not a trick that's gonna fucking work.
Well, she did say the mirrors reflect her childish heart, right?
And she's aware of it, which
real,
I
like. She's kind of childish. Like she has those. Cute
that's
little
so true.
Yeah, That's why she gets along with Luffy so well. She understands like his mindset. It's because of that like childlike nature, right? Remember, Ryunosuke, the fucking dragon. Like she thought it was like all cute. Then her imagination. Every time we see her thought bubbles too.
So
they're
true.
Always in a cartoony shape, and I think that's hilarious.
I love that she's the only one that gets thought bubbles.
I love her like morbid nature. It's so funny.
I love the contrast of her like the childlike, you know, thoughts. Like remember Punk Hazard when she was like thinking how they were gonna get across the lake and they were both like riding Zoro and Usopp.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny. And then contrast that with like how morbid her comments can be sometimes.
I love it.
What?
Did you say something?
I did.
But dude, I'm sorry, man. Black Maria is so fucked. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what kind of move she might have. She is going up against Nico Robin.
Oh, let's be real.
Soul King Brook.
This is just a showcase so we can see what Robin's packing.
Yeah.
That's really all it is. Because the last time we saw her fight
was on Dressrosa.
She didn't fight on
Dressrosa. No, she didn't fight on Dressrosa, bro.
Oh, no, yeah. Fishman
she was maybe Island. Kind of protecting Rebecca for a little bit, but there was not a fight.
It's Fishman Island, bro.
Fishman Island.
Yeah, and 1v1 specifically, Skypiea, when she fought the
Oh, bro,
back on
that fucking suplex she did was so good.
I'm so excited for her fight, bro.
Dude, they have to do something big, because let's be real.
Her fight is my favorite out of all the Togoropa fights, and it's in my top 10. We're finally getting there, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Was the Jinbei and Huzu fight at?
No.
Wow.
No way. I loved it, but it wasn't in my top 10 moments.
She didn't fight anybody in Punk Hazard, did she?
No.
Like, she just fought, like, a centaur here and there.
She would, like, do crowd control, yeah, maybe, when they were, yeah.
But she never had, like, a one-on-one. Mm-mm. She didn't even have one in Punk Hazard, did she? Or in Fishman Island, did she?
That was more, like, with the Straw Hats fighting in general. Again, crowd control with, like, all the fishmen and stuff. There wasn't a specific one that she was in charge of. She didn't
have a one-on-one. Like, I remember her and Nami snuck off to get a key.
No, because remember Zoro had to come in and stop the, like, the octopus guy from the...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have not gotten a formal 1v1 fight for Robin
since pre-time skip. Yeah.
Damn.
That's what this fight's about. It's not like Black Maria doesn't matter. She's about to get turned into dust. We're going to get to see what Robin's really bringing to the table.
I really want to make sure to watch these with you because I've been looking forward to this fight for a while.
Fuck me, bro.
Whether you stream it, whether we meet up. We're in for a treat,
dude.
Yeah. That's what I was telling you. Like, save your reactions because this is just the setup for it. It's pretty much the next two episodes. They're definitely going to split it into two. Because if they did that with Frankie, they're 100% splitting it with Robin's. I think Frankie's fight was shorter than Robin's fight.
How are we talking about this? We didn't even address the fact that they confirmed the devil fruit.
Oh, for Yamato. Dude, yeah.
The dog fruit model.
Were you surprised at how fast they revealed what the name
was? Yeah, I was like, yeah, what the
Everyone was, yeah. We were expecting to get that at the end of the arc, and they're like, nope, here it is.
That's a nice car. I love it.
Because it reminds you of a wolf?
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of the...
I want a tattooed on me.
Of the...
Oh, fuck off, bro.
Yeah, you know the Hisuian Zorark?
Yep.
It reminds me of that. Like, just like the tail, the hair. It's a guardian deity.
Yep.
So she got a mythical fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this earlier. Like, they got like that little aura band.
Yeah. We talked about that last week. That definitely seems to be tracking...
Luffy ain't up there right now, but Luffy had one in his
snake man
form.
Oh, the deity clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he kind of has one in his fourth gear, anyways, like his regular bounce man.
And I mean, Kaido's mythical. He kind of has like
the clouds.
And Anaru, he has.
Oh, and flames come off of his arms.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
He was a self-proclaimed god, though. Anaru? He was a self-proclaimed
god.
Yeah, self-proclaimed. I don't think he had a mythical.
And he, like, put the, like, the circle, the halo, whatever it's called.
Self-proclaimed, so he, like, made it himself.
Clearly, that's a symbol of, like, godhood.
Yeah, at least in, like, the One Piece universe.
Well, in a lot of Japanese.
And a lot of Japanese culture.
Like, that thing specifically is on... The Reiju form he has.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Oh, what's the that like final form that he has?
Who?
Enel.
Oh, yeah, like the thunder god form where he gets like big.
It's like kind of chubby. It's like a what? That's true. That is a I mean, it just emits golden beams, though.
Yeah, if that doesn't scream deity, I don't know what will.
He's made of gold, dog. Oh,
and it's literally called the Buddha. That one, I think, even if it doesn't have a very clear one, I think it's an exception. You have the Buddha fruit, bro. Yeah.
The Midas fruit. Everything you touch turns into gold. But you have no choice in what it is.
Oi. Yeah. Golden mustache. Anything else happen in the episode that was like...
The little clash with Yamato and Kaido.
Oh, yeah.
She has ice powers, basically.
Ice breath. That was cool.
I didn't realize that it was ice because it's black and white in the manga, and I thought it was fire, too, but then it said glacier, whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm looking at ice. Okay.
That makes sense.
That's when color really comes in handy in the anime, huh?
The environmental changes, too. Like, slowly seeing the rocks and
all the like things slowly around
frost
it.
Over.
Yeah.
That was a good clash. Like the face Kaido had as he was breathing out fire was like my reaction as I was seeing her do her thing. Like, oh.
Yeah. Seeing her shoot like shit out like was badass.
Bro, she like going head to head with this man. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It'll get a good
She's strong.
Portion. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, for real. I think, she even said, like, all those times I'd like attempted to kill you, you just kept on beating me down. Like, you just
made, so you've made me stronger. Yeah,
thank you.
Like, that makes sense. Like, her punching bag was Kaido.
That's a really good way to train.
That was the punching bag that punched back. Yeah, no, you are gonna get fucking strong.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice unless you want to die. So,
see, like, that's the example of like what would have happened had Garb actually stuck around.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, go to the week as Bakugo because he died.
And,
yeah.
Akuma's out.
I thought we were going to do like a whole thing.
Were we?
I don't know.
Am I supposed to? What did you want?
No.
Oh, appreciate you guys for listening. Make sure you guys like, subscribe. What?
Season finale next week.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing a season finale next week. This is a terrible. I mean,
so fucking excited.
All right, listen. I'm amazing on these outros. That means that the intros, you have to. Somebody's gonna have to figure out the outros. I use too much brain power in the beginning, guys. I have nothing here at the end.
Oh, we don't have to make it as big. We can just do a whole like. I don't know.
All right, appreciate you guys listening or watching. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, leave comments. Mm-hmm. Check out our merch line and
check out the Discord.
Yep.
Next week we'll be doing episode 70. We'll be capping off our season one. We're gonna keep the count, but. You know, we'll be separating the episodes out at this point.
Yeah, look forward to that. Alchemist out.
Alchemist out.